Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, in the spirit of keeping the fast pace of this show continuing, thanks for continuing to join us, folks. Our final segment today is with Levi McClendon from OpSpot. Welcome to the studio, Levi.
Oh, thank you so much. It's good to be here.
You bet. Well, let me tell you a little bit about interesting technology that Levi's involved with that's all around us, but maybe most people aren't cognizant of it yet. He is based in Chandler, Arizona, is the founder of OpSpot. Launched in 2013, OpSpot uses tablet technology combined with text messaging to ultimately help collect customer data and thus help clients reconnect with those customers with ease. Prior to OpSpot, Levi and a lifelong friend co-founded BoomText, a text message marketing company focused primarily on QSR, which is quick service restaurant space. Some of their major clients were Sonic, which has 3,500 locations, Chick-fil-A, 500-plus locations, and Jamba Juice, 750-plus locations. Three organizations that I often frequent, by the way. He worked directly with these companies on their local store marketing strategies that were centered around text message marketing, which many of our listeners may not be aware of totally what that is, so that's probably where we're going to start. But after 3.5 years in business, BoomText, what do you know, was sold to Commercetel, a publicly held company based in San Diego, where Levi continued for an additional year before getting that stride again and earning that title, as well, say, of serial entrepreneur, this being his second round in the major hopper of a startup, which is not for the faint of heart, is it, Levi?
No, it's not. I wasn't quite sure I was even ready for it. But
that's right. You almost need some recuperation time after you do one, and it's probably every entrepreneur's dream, particularly in the tech space, to get acquired. I mean, that's kind of at the end of the day, as much as you're wedded to BoomText being yours, to see it get further accelerated and scale, what an exciting accomplishment.
Yeah, thank you. It's very exciting.
Very good. Well, take us back and perhaps explain for our listeners that don't understand even what text message marketing is all about, and maybe give us a quick 101 on that.
Sure, no problem. Basically, text message marketing is you could say similar to email marketing, but with this, people are taking out their cell phones, typically would opt into a keyword, right? So let's say Sonic would have a poster up on the wall at their drive-through, maybe a window cling that would say, hey, text Sonic to 55678, somebody, you know, to join our VIP club. So customers would simply pull out their phone, text Sonic to 55678 because, of course, they want free stuff, benefits,
that's right,
VIP. And then they get added to a database, and that database then is collected and owned by Sonic, and then Sonic would be able to turn around and send out text specials, 50-cent corn dogs, things like that. So that's kind of the gist of it. And now we see this, that, you know, when we started 6.5 years ago, it was very brand new, and a lot of people didn't really know what it was. And believe it or not, even today, I'm surprised how many people still don't know about it. I'm actually shocked. I thought 3 to 5 years, everybody would be doing it, and that's really not the case. So,
well, listeners to our show know, of course, as they heard me earlier in the show, and they'll hear at the closing of the show that I say, text DRZARA, Dr. Zara, to 313131. And we've been doing this now for 4 years, so people can opt in, and then automatically every Friday, a text comes to their phone that gives them one-click access to the cloud of the 4 podcasts from the previous week.
Well, it's such an easy way. When I saw that
very
on
easy.
Yours, I actually opted into it, of
course. Thank you. There, I got another group.
Exactly, but it's so easy. It's a great call to action. It really helps people take kind of offline to online, and you're able to reconnect easily. And for the consumer, they can reply stop and opt out at any time. So there really hasn't been that whole email spamming and junk folders, things like that. And there's a lot of regulations behind text marketing, which I think they learned their lesson from email. So I think consumers are a little more apt to opt into something they want to be alerted on. So,
well, particularly if it's something they value or they
absolutely
already have an affinity to.
Absolutely.
And so when I share with people, though, so what does that really mean for Circles of Change? We have over 7,000 followers now all around the country. Less than a third are based here in the Tucson, Arizona area. So that's the other point as we look at terrestrial radio, conventional radio, being challenged by new technologies of in terms of where the listenership's coming from. That you know, as best you can tell, some of our most loyal listeners, because we can watch how long they stay engaged and how many of the four podcasts, two, three, or four, typically, they actually click on. And that can give me feedback as a show host in terms of, am I providing really high-quality clients and the type of guests? So I think it's kind of fun. I've got you on the air here. You're talking about the technology that we've been experimenting and dabbling with and see it happen. Well, give me a couple case stories then of the results of a company investing in partnering with you folks at, you know, BoomText or now OpSpot, as to what results are they really starting to see by having this additional feature or connectivity to their customers?
Well, I'll kind of segue that into OpSpot, because what we've done is taken the texting kind of to a whole nother level with OpSpot, because we provide options. That's what the OPT stands for in OpSpot. I really wanted something that had options because of today's world of social marketing with Facebook, Twitter, email, obviously text. I felt like customers were being bombarded with so many different options, and so I really wanted to go in and say, listen, let's have one solid piece where a customer can maybe join. And that's where we came up with the tablets. We're using smart tablet technology, and we're really using that for loyalty. So a customer comes in, and now they see the tablet, and instead of a paper punch card, we're saying it's a digital punch card. Just enter your phone number in every time you visit, and we'll track your frequency. Well, when they do that, they're opting in, of course, to the text message database as well, and to that campaign. And so what happens is, because of the high adoption rate, it's amazing. We've been doing this a year now with the tablets. The adoption rates are 10 to 20 times higher than what we were getting with the basic
texting.
Texting into a keyword with a short code. And so some of the success there is number one, we've had the success in the past from text, as far as the shooting out a text for an offer. Mm-hmm. On average, in the quick service space, we were getting a 10 to 12% redemption rate, which was huge. Now, at the time...
So that means I would get a text message and say, for the next 3 hours, your favorite Dairy Queen is offering 24% off Buster Bars.
Exactly.
And then you're saying that
10 to 12%
people took action
absolutely.
And came to get the Buster
came
Bar.
Came and got it, which was amazing.
Whoa, it's huge.
So that was huge. So now what's the next goal is, how do we build a bigger database? So how do we take a customer's, back in the day, I was called old school because that's the way we used to do it. They would get 3 to 5 a day. And that was great. If you were getting 3 to 5 a day, even if it's a Chick-fil-A or Sonic or Jamba Juice, you were successful. Because over time, you're building a large database. You get 300, 400, 500 people, you're doing great. You get a 10 to 12% redemption on that. Look at the numbers. The ROI is there. So what I wanted to do, again, with kind of combining everything, is say, how can we build from 300 or 400 a year to literally, in 6 to 12 months, to 300 or 400 a month. Mm. And it's unbelievable to me. My top client right now is a coffee shop, independent in Flagstaff, 6,800 uniques like you. You have 7,000 in yours. Right. 6,800 people in 10 months have joined her loyalty program, which when she then reconnects with them, the touch of a button, she's getting in the pockets of 6,800 people. Now, she's an anomaly. Not everybody is doing that. We have a lot of Dairy Queens actually here in Tucson, believe it or not. I was just at one just now.
Sure.
And they're averaging probably about 20 to 30 a day. I have some of them that have had upwards of 170 a day, Al Leon down here. So when they really push it, it's amazing the adoption that they're getting.
So that means you've got 100 people, for round speaking purpose, that are now opting in to follow. And then you're going to look at, even though someone might say, yeah, but you're giving the Buster Bar away for 20% off. True, but when they come in to get their Buster Bar, you know they're also going to get a hamburger, 3 drinks, and a fry.
Absolutely.
Right? So this is just the hook to get them to walk in.
It is. It's the initial hook, and then you definitely want to gain the trust of your customer as well. So you want to give them a little hook. You don't want them to opt out, because we always give them that option to reply stop. So you want to give them a little something and build some trust, and then you can have them come in for different events, functions. We just did Customer Appreciation Day down here, and they just blew it out of the water. I mean, when you can notify all of your customers and you build that value, and to me, that's really where marketing has changed in just the last 5 years. It really becomes more on a local level. They talk about local store marketing.
Sure, exactly.
And what are you doing to give back? And what are you doing to really get to know your customers? And this just provides another way for you to be able to reconnect with those customers.
Because, face it, that the fact of people clipping coupons or even getting a newspaper anymore, it just isn't there. You don't have nearly the hard print advertising getting in the hands of people vis-a-vis opting in and then having text message come to a device that they never take out of their pocket. You know, studies will show people would rather lose their wallet than they would lose their phone. There's too much at risk there.
Yeah, it really is. And it is amazing. The other day, I had to take my phone in to get a cover on it, and I didn't have it for literally 10 minutes. And I was like, I felt weird. I'm like, I don't have my phone, but that's just where this has taken us.
It's because not really so much, a phone anymore.
It's really not. Extension. So to be able to reconnect and actually get in the pockets of somebody as a text. Now, you know, we talk about text and Facebook and Twitter, and I do believe in the social, but I'm really big, of course, on the text because there's no setup for a customer. A customer doesn't need to set that up in their system. All they do is sign in, they get a text, and they're done. So they will receive that text back. And we know that texting is personal for the most part. Sure. If you get a text, it's typically from a friend or somebody you gave your number to. So you will look at the text message. And we've really used that whole personal aspect, even at the local store marketing with Dairy Queens, of course, and some of these clients that we have, saying, listen, this is still personal. Even though it's a text, it's coming from you, it's still personal. So, and back to your point about, yes, you might be giving something away, we consult our clients too and say, listen, what are your margin items? What are things that we can do to get people in here where they are going to buy other things that are going to make up the difference in the money that they spend?
That's part of the service that you're offering as OpSpot, is just not providing the platform to get this electronically hooked up,
right,
but also the wisdom you've got from having worked with other clients in similar spaces. So fair to say that I can see how this works in the restaurant world with drive-through windows in particular, but other industries that you think or establishments that are recognizing the power of this type of a technology?
Well, it's right now there are the verticals have just broadened immensely. And I think now with our tablets, you know, I really say we used to be, I don't even call ourselves really a text message company anymore. We're really more of a digital loyalty program and a data collection company. So anybody that's looking to collect their customer data and do it in a very efficient way, using tablets today is a great way to do that. But then to combine that with a text that we've set to automate and even automatically reconnect with customers is huge. And it's not just text. There are still a lot of companies that need an email because maybe there's a longer form they need to fill out, or there's something they want to get in an email that you can't do in a text.
Or you need to have a proof of agreeing to the terms and conditions.
Exactly. So even though we do a lot mobile optimized, there are still people who want to get that on a computer. So we've made it very simple. As a matter of fact, good example, Ace Hardware. We just launched in some Ace Hardware's in Phoenix, and you know they still want people to join the Ace Rewards, you know, card, and it's hard right now because they walk through the line. Are you an Ace member? No. Well, take this form and go fill out. Well, by the time they get home, how many distractions did they have between now and then? A ton. So what we're doing is we've put a follow-up email on there so that they can say, a text will go out 2 weeks later that says, hey, would you also like to join our Ace Rewards for more benefits? Reply with your email. All they do on their phones, reply with their email, and that triggers emails to go into their email so that they can sign up for Ace Rewards. So it's a nice reminder later on to go ahead and get signed up for those Ace Rewards. So and talking about Ace, that is a different vertical, of course, and that was the initial question. Hardware store. And down here in Tucson, we're launching in Merle's Automotive next week because it's about loyalty. You know, it's about getting customer data and then helping them come back more often. And that's something that we love to do.
So the basic difference then of what you're doing here with OpSpot, it's different than other loyalty companies like Belly, Mogul, or even Mobivity in your prior company that's now part of CommerceTel. Is it the tablet part that's so different, and then also the extended data you're managing?
Yeah, it really is. There's quite a bit of difference. I think a lot of the programs, these loyalty, they call them loyalty programs that are coming out now, require an app to download, or they require a scan, something like that, when you talk about customer adoption, right? So if you have a loyalty program and nobody adopts it, then who cares? It's not going to work. So what a lot of these companies have done is they've had the real pretty, sexy tablets. They put them out and they expect people to opt in, but they need a email or they need a scan or they need to download an app. And we're just not there yet. You're not downloading apps. We already have so many apps on our phone. So what we found is to have the tablet and have a phone number, everyone knows their mobile phone number.
That you type
so
it in.
That's
right
all you do up. Is you tap the screen, type in your number, just like you would at Safeway, Bash's, or whatever grocery store. And that's how we're tracking the loyalty. And the biggest piece to me on the loyalty is the fact that we're reconnecting. As far as I know, we're the only company that I know of, and I could be wrong, that is actually reconnecting with customers based off how often they frequent. So check this out. If you check in today to Brugger's Bagel down the road, they're a client of ours here in Tucson. If you checked in today, but you have not been back in 3 weeks, you're going to get a text message just saying, hey, we miss you at Brugger's. Come back by and see us. That, to me, is smart technology. That's truly a loyalty program where we're going to drive frequency. So we're going to reconnect and reengage with those customers who don't come in as much and still reward those A customers that actually are coming in all the time. So one of the big differences, a couple of differences, of course, was just checking in with your number, but our reconnection and the ability to sit down with our clients and customize a program to get back out and reach back out to those customers who maybe are those D customers, turn them into Cs, take your Cs, turn them into Bs, and take your Bs and turn them into A's.
So. And A meaning a frequency, depending again, and probably high quality spend at some point.
Absolutely.
Are you getting any pushback from people that are kind of spooked by the fact someone would know you haven't been back to their restaurant in 3 weeks?
So far, I've not heard one comment about that, which is very interesting. But
like, how did they know?
Yeah, how did they know that I wasn't in?
Did I really know? I didn't know I signed up for that.
Exactly.
Right? Was my phone the GPS, like my, you know, the teens that want to make sure parents don't have a GPS hook on them to know they're really at their friends, not the movies.
Yeah. No, you know what? I haven't had one client comment about that. So apparently the customers probably don't mind. So.
Yeah. Well, particularly if it's another 50% off of something that they enjoy buying to start with.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, the whole use of the digital and mobile world for point of sale marketing and point of sale retail, you know, the whole click to ka-ching, I'll call it, the number of times before somebody actually goes and buy. The fact that you're seeing such a high return, and granted somebody might scoff at it saying, well, they're really low margin items, or they're low volume items, but not really though, that's the core of the business. So you are seeing then obviously shifts in social behavior that really are getting people to use their mobile phone from the click to the ka-ching.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
See, 3 or 4 years ago, we weren't even there. So see how much this world continues to change.
Well, it is changing. And I think, you know, when we launched 6.5 years ago as just a text company, I really thought we had 3 years.
Okay.
And I thought it was going to be 3 years and that's it. And honestly, it's amazing that even though technology changes very, very quickly, not everybody does. Mm-hmm. Not every client of mine does. I'm still talking to clients that don't even know what text, you know, they have restaurants, they have no idea what a text message marketing is. Yet so you have your early adopters, you have those who kind of come along, and then you have the ones that are forced later on, and someday we'll all probably be forced to use more of our phones, but
well, that's
we're not there yet.
The other things get shut off, but I understand completely where you are, because quite often when I have a speaking engagement, I will say I'm offering a free offer to whoever in here texts is in, and within an hour I'll come back and the offer will be to include them on the radio show or a segment they can gift to a favorite nonprofit. And it's amazing how many people sit there and look at me with like I've got three heads when I say, okay, open up your smartphone, which they all have.
Yes.
But yet the idea of, now wait, do I put that in the to part or in the message part?
Yeah.
And well, what if there's a little dash and you're thinking, they've been carrying that smartphone probably for 3 or 4 years and didn't know. Never done it before.
Yep. What's awesome, though, is that you're doing that, because that's the first step. If you can educate people and say, listen, you know, I've had a lot of speakers that want to sell books or tapes or whatever. They're in front of this huge audience, right? And instead of saying, pull out your phone and somebody's going to win this, they go, thanks, there's stuff at the back of the table, go get it. And it drives me crazy. I'm like, how are you not providing a call to action when you have thousands of people sitting there that you can now add to your database and sell them products on your phone?
Well,
it makes no sense.
Well, the more fun about it, of course, as a speaker, is you tell people to opt in at the beginning, and then my folks in Los Angeles who are watching my system, they'll send me a text before my talk is over with the number, and I'll sit there at the podium and I'll dial the number and put it in my ear so that the person in the audience can stand up. And you would think they had just won a $5 million lottery as opposed to a $25 book or whatever it was. But
yeah, that's amazing.
The human behavior, you know, I always say, particularly recently, this was at a book festival. And if you say free book, people that go to book festivals pay attention. Just like like those of us that frequent certain restaurants, a free coffee, even though it's $3.95 or $5.95 if you get the large size, there's something about that connectedness that you make with the speaker or with the store.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that one thing that people sometimes shy away from is well, we don't coupon or we don't want to give free stuff away or whatever. And you don't have to, but you still need to be connecting with your customers, still offering something. We offer a double points day. So you come in and say, hey, get double points today. So you're not giving away anything, but people love incentives. We're conditioned as people these days.
We did it from when we were tots.
We did. We're conditioned. Something free, something off. So if you take that stance that you never do that, I get that. You can still use the program and still be successful. But the fact is, even if it's a extra point, digital point, it moves the needle. It's amazing what happens if you just offer something. People are like, ooh, there's an offer. I got to go in and I got to tell my friends. And it works.
Of course, that's a big thing is, and tell my friends.
And tell my friends.
And tell my friends what I like. Well, Levi, just real quick before we wrap up here. The fact of the matter is you are in the second round of running another company. And what can you offer our listeners, those who do choose that path of being serial entrepreneurs? Just how are you managing the resiliency and the energy level and so on? Because I should also mention you and your wife have 9 children.
Yes, so
your life is a very, very full and rich life. But to put yourself back in that adrenaline rush, the risk, the reward, any advice for those that are thinking, even just doing it the first time to help guide them?
Yeah, I think that it's not for everybody.
Right.
It really isn't. But when you are a serial entrepreneur, it's in your blood. It was nice to take a break, and it was actually an 18-month break, and I worked for the company that acquired us, so it was very nice to have that steady paycheck and to be working for somebody. But I was really ready to go out and do it again, and I'll tell you, I could not be happier. I love what I do, and like a lot of people advise people, you have to love what you do, and if you do, you got to do it. And sometimes, you know, it's risk reward. If you're okay doing what you're doing today, fine. But if you want, for me, it's risk reward. I know that the end of the tunnel, you know, there's a light, and it's hopefully a very bright light. So it keeps me going every day. Obviously, I have the 9 children, so it's a lot of fun. We're very, very busy. But part of my background is just being very organized and having systems. That's what I do. So I kind of do the same thing in my house, as you could imagine.
I can imagine to keep those kids all in order. Or for the kids actually to keep dad and mom in order, be my guess. That's great.
Yes, exactly.
Well, thank you so very much, Levi, from OpSpot. In fact, our listeners go to OpSpot.com to learn more about the organization. There's a great blog for those of us that aren't so savvy on this that you can read, start at the bottom and read up to learn more about the technology we're speaking of. But I continue to applaud entrepreneurs such as yourself that are really out there taking the whole area of marketing and sales and growth for companies, regardless of your size. This is a perfect place to go.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Real pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Well, we'll continue on this 7th series of radio as we continue. I hope we offered some targeted advice to those of you in the midst of a career organizational change, particularly any leaders who are provoking, embracing, or contending with change, and even those of you who might be thinking about going off and doing something on their own, certainly as we heard from Levi just now. I really appreciate your spreading the good word about Circles of Change. We have over 1,000 audio segments that are posted out at thelarsengroup.com. That's Larson with an E. And as I just mentioned with Levi's help, you can opt in and join now close to 7,000 people from across the U.S. who follow us via smartphone by texting the very simple word DRZARA, Dr. Zara, and send that to 313131. So to recap our show, of course, we had up first Mitch Shepard, and her new offering is going to be the World Summit. Go to www.wirlsummit.com. And if you'd like to join in to her 28 webinar series, she's offering a 20% discount for listeners to Circles of Change. And the promotion code you're going to put in is Circles of Change 20. Again, to World, wirlsummit.com. Dr. Manny Valenzuela from the Sarita Unified School District. Again, what a great story and connectedness between community as they expand the footprint of their activities. Tom Wolprin from PureBuildHomes.com and the activity going on in the Mercado District. And then last but not least, as we mentioned, Levi McClendon. It's OpSpot.com. If you'd like to follow up with any of these guests privately, by all means, send an email to me at change@thelarsengroup.com, and I'll get you directly connected. So in addition to these guests who really make our show happen, thanks to the team here at Journal Broadcasting, plus those who help shoulder the cost of our efforts, our advertising sponsors, that would be the colleagues from Loft Lopez & Associates, Financial Life Planners, Rain Chaser Landscaping, Abbott Taylor Jewelers, the Acupuncture and Allergy Clinic, Beach Fleischman Public Accounting, remember tax time as it cometh, Arizona Center for Reproductive Endocrinology and Infertility, the Arizona Technology Council, Night Horses Fine Art and Publishing, and last but not least, Grace St. Paul's Church. The Larson Group and this show, of course, continue to be my commitment to help all of you take full credit for the experience circles you've enjoyed in your lives, whether that be as individuals or leaders of change, and also move confidently then towards what's next. I help individuals of all ages and stages of careers get anchored, though, first in a real clear picture that plays to what you're passionate and gifted to do. And then on the organizational side, for those of you leaders in the midst of change, I call it leading from behind. Guarantee I'll put my hand right behind your shoulder blades so you cannot back up. Send me an email to change@thelarsongroup.com. To explain where you think you are or you aren't, I'd offer 30-minute free consultations, or you can also call us at 520-733-5758. I'd be absolutely delighted to help you expand your territory of positive change through mine in 2014. This has been Circles of Change, then, with Dr. Zara Larson. Thanks so much for joining us. And as this new year continues to unfold, let's all continue to take on these changing times with the strength of purpose and a positive difference through serving others in the world. That tagline for the show, that a new path is created first by taking steps, regardless of how small, and trusting that as you walk forward, the stepping stones, those new ideas, people, perspectives, and quite frankly, many of your life experiences, that once you get a distance from them, they actually will help you move forward. And if you're struggling, last but not least, with any change in your life, your career, or those of you in business, start first by helping someone else. And you may be surprised how much clarity and direction that'll lend to your own journey. Thanks for tuning in here on 104.1 The Truth. And remember, grasp onto that new circle of change, because lest anyone tell you otherwise, it is your turn. Take care. We'll be with you next week. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.